Hi everybody, JJ Metal here from AT Guys, and I'm here today to tell you about a new product that we are carrying from a company called MyCharge. MyCharge makes portable batteries for mobile phones and other portable electronics, so you can use it to charge an iPhone, an Android, a BookSense, or the new Victor Reader Stream, or other portable electronic devices. So here's the premise. You're out in the middle of nowhere, you're stuck on a bus or a train, or perhaps you're in the middle of a meeting, and you're trying to check your email, and your phone's about to die. What do you do? Well, this is what you can do. You can plug it into the MyCharge portable batteries, and you can charge your device. What makes these unique, though, these are also talking portable batteries. So never again will you have to wonder, is there really enough battery power left in MyCharge to charge my phone or my portable device? So let me describe to you the layout of this. It's about 5 inches by 3 by 1, so it fits in a deeper pocket or a purse or a bag. And it has a lot of ports built in. You can actually charge up to 3 devices at once. So on the top, as I'm holding it right now, there is a single button. And if I press this button,
battery is above 50%.
You can see, or here, that it tells you the current battery charge. Right now it says it's above 50%. There's actually 5 or 6 different levels, everything from battery is full down to battery is above 50% and so on. There's also LED lights. I will show you the same. Also on the top is one of the 3 ports for charging devices. This one is a regular USB port, so you can plug any USB cable into this, everything from a lightning cable to a mini USB or whatever else you happen to have. On the right side, as I'm holding it, is a micro USB cable. It's about 3 or 4 inches long. It pops right out, and you can plug something into that. On the left side is the USB charging cable, so you can plug this into a computer to charge the battery. And on the top front is a 30-pin iPhone cable for the iPhone 4S and for some of the older iPods. Now you might be saying, JJ, well, I have an iPhone 5, what do I do? Well, remember, there's a regular USB cable as well. So all you do is you plug your lightning cable into that, and you can charge your iPhone 5 as well, no worries. So let me actually plug in a device or two and show you what happens. We have, remember, the micro USB cable on the right side. So I'm going to take this, and I'm going to plug it into my Motorola Droid 4.
Power on, charging micro device.
So it turns the power on. This thing wasn't on until I plugged it in, and it's now telling me it's charging the micro device. If I were to unplug this, thank you, Android.
Charging disconnected, powering off.
Charging disconnected, powering off. Those other sounds you're hearing are actually coming from my phone. So as you can hear, though, it automatically turns itself on, it automatically turns itself off. So you don't have to worry about accidentally turning this thing on, accidentally leaving it on, draining the power. It talks all the way, it tells you exactly what's going on, and it will charge your device, and you have the confidence in knowing that it really is charging your device. So I'm gonna plug it back into the Android here.
Power on, charging micro device.
Now, suppose I also want to have a Jambox here. And I want to charge that as well. Well, I have another micro USB cable, and I can plug it into the USB port on the top. And we'll do that here.
Charging USB device.
And there you go. We now have the Jambox and the Android charging. Now, if I had something that used a 30-pin connector, I could plug that in as well and charge that as well. So you can charge up to 3 devices at once. The MyCharge Peak, which is what I have here, has 6,000 milliamps of power. So you can charge an iPhone 3 times or an Android 3 times off of one charge of this battery. Well, how do you charge the battery? Well, 2 ways. Let's unplug these other things here.
Charging disconnected.
All right. So you can plug it into a computer. And here, there's a little USB cable here. It's here. And I can plug it into my laptop and charge the battery that way. Yeah, let's do that.
Power on, charging power bank.
There you go. It's charging the power bank.
Charging disconnected, powering off.
Or, on the back of the MyCharge, there is a little flip-out wall plug. It just pops right out. And I can plug this in over here to the wall, and the same thing. and there is now charging from the wall. You can do that and still be charging devices at the same time if you want. It's going to charge faster from the wall. 4 to 5 hours to charge it from the wall. Probably about twice as much, if not a little more, to charge from the computer. So there it is, the MyCharge Peak. There's the Peak and there's the Summit. The Peak is double the power of the Summit and actually only $20 more. So the Peak is $89.95. The Summit is $69.95. That's a 3,000 mAh battery. Will still charge your iPhone about 1.5 times off of a single charge of the battery. And they're both available now from atguys.com. So again, more information, www.atguys.com, A-T-G-U-Y-S.com. You can always email support@atguys.com, support@atguys.com, or give us a call, 269-216-4798. Thank you so much. Have a great day.